Hi, my name's Sergeant Todd Green, stationed at Fort Richardson. I was brought here for the fishing and sponsored by the Elks, and we're very grateful for all the Elks' service to us, the veterans. And I've been deployed to Afghanistan once and Iraq twice. I'm very grateful to the town of Petersburg and everybody that's donating to the Wounded Warrior Project and everything. Just thank you.
Has everyone here been wounded in action?
Is that in some way, shape, or form, yes.
My name is Sergeant Robert Leposki. Originally from St. Louis. Been to Station Oklahoma in Georgia. Came up here from Georgia. We've been here 4 years, my wife and two children. Plan on staying up here. We really love the Anchorage Eagle River area and the other places to travel around. Want to give a lot of thanks and appreciation to the Elks Watch here in Petersburg and all over the country for supporting us and allowing us to come do special trips like this to fish and hunt and just have, you know, a little bit of time away to get away from a lot of medical issues that we have and, you know, give us just a break. It's a really nice thing for them to do for us, and we really appreciate it.
Were you both Afghanistan and Iraq? Or?
Yes.
And yeah, are you done with deployments as well?
The 15 months, 2006 and 7 in Iraq, and came back, and I've had a couple surgeries, and it's all up in the air right now as to whether I'm going to stay in or not. They're still doing some evaluations on my back. I have 7 fractured vertebrae. So just have to wait and see what happens. Hopefully I can stay in some way, shape, or form, but if not, then I'll get out as a veteran and hopefully, you know, do something good for the veterans, you know, and the service members that are working.
Maybe stay in Alaska. It sounds like you
definitely would like to stay in Alaska.
Corporal Kevin Kiner from Corpus Christi, Texas.
Where were you deployed?
I was deployed to Afghanistan.
You came to Petersburg for just a visit to kind of relax a bit?
Pretty much, just get away from the military life, relax.
And are you staying in the service for a while, do you think?
It's up to the military. I was wounded in action and just waiting to find out my future.
No, I have no... My name is Larry Neese. I'm from a small town, Logan, West Virginia. Here visiting Petersburg for a fishing trip. Kind of reminds me of home. Minus the water. There's no water in West Virginia, but so having a great time. Love it so far, and I'm probably going to be coming back. I'm having a great time.
And you're stationed at Fort Richardson. You were deployed in...
I was in Iraq for 15 months on 5 Falcon with 1st and the 40th Cav.
My name is Dan DeRosa. I'm originally from Berkeley, Massachusetts. I've lived in Alaska since 2005, and I don't plan on leaving anytime soon. I deployed to Iraq from October 2006 to December 2007.
Tell me about the Wounded Warrior Program or the Wounded Warrior Battalion.
This is Sergeant Leposki again. The Army originally started with the Wounded Warrior Program for soldiers that were coming back overseas with deployment injuries or stress disorders and things like that. And it became an Army-wide situation that they developed into what's now called the Warrior Transition Battalions. Each post will have its own battalion set up strictly for wounded warriors that are coming back from current deployments or are already there from, you know, previous deployments.
So this is kind of part of that, the sort of rest and relaxation part?
Yeah, it's all part of that, because basically what happens is we're taken out of our main units and we come to the transition battalions, and basically we're there just to heal. We go to doctor's appointments, we take classes, we do job programs to, you know, either determine whether we're going to go back into civilian service or if we're going to go back into military service in a different job. So we have the opportunities to learn about those other types of job positions that we might be interested in. So it gives us a wide range of opportunities and abilities to be successful in whichever way we go, whether it's to stay into the military in a different occupation or if it's to get out of the military and find a job on the civilian side.